These models assume governance and preservation are our primary goals. They also presume that the chief staff person, whatever her or his title may be, has certain authority and respect by virtue of the office. I've served as a pastor under several such presbyteries and executives. But that's no longer the case. Just as congregations are no longer assured a central place in our communities, neither are church councils assured places of authority or honor. Leadership, authority, and respect are no longer symbols of our institutions, but instead come out of a common sense of mission and engagement. I've been here almost 19 years now, and during that time, we have spent almost every year gradually kicking out as many of the slats of the governance model as we could find. We've eliminated as many of those previous assumptions as we could. We have become and are still becoming a geographical network of Christ servants seeking ways to serve all of God's children in each of our communities. We've dissolved many of the traditional committees and protocols which were in place and designed to put a few people at the center of all decision making. We've replaced them with a system that's more open to risk and open to new directions. Our budget is now focused on how our resources can be used to engage, encourage, and equip our congregations and our leaders for ministry in their communities. And most recently, we've adopted a mission statement that proclaims that our commitment as a presbytery is to stand with the least of those among us, encouraging and equipping our congregations for this central calling and leading the way as a presbytery in programs which extend beyond the local congregation. We do this with far less staff and far fewer dollars than we had 20 years ago, but I believe that we are far better situated to walk alongside of our sister congregations and their leaders on a journey of faith and faithfulness. Now, as I said, I've had the opportunity to speak here on a number of occasions, to worship even more often, but the last time I stood in this pulpit was 6 years ago tomorrow. Do you remember that occasion? It was the 100th anniversary of College Hill Presbyterian Church, and I was able to say then and continue to say today that you have been a consistent leader in this presbytery, providing support and encouragement to so many community ministries. I said then and continue to say that it's been an honor to serve with ministers and members of this congregation and to count some of them as some of my trusted friends. I pray that will continue to be the case as this presbytery moves into its next stage of ministry in 2019. I also pray that College Hill will continue to be an example of a congregation deeply embedded in its community, deeply committed to Christ's call to serve those around us, and deeply aware of the demands of discipleship on each member of this congregation. Peace and blessings to you all.
Thank you. It was about exactly 10 years ago today that I first met Greg Coulter. It was in between the February 3rd date where I preached for this congregation for the first time and was then voted on afterwards to become the pastor. But before the presbytery meeting, that was in the beginning of March, where the presbytery would then vote on whether or not to accept me. And I was still there in the Dallas area at the Presbytery office, which is also the Synod office, and our Synod exec, Judy Fletcher, was going down one stairway, I was going up another, and I told her about the time I had just been here, and I said, I'm going to College Hill Presbyterian in Tulsa. And this guy at the top of the stairs goes, not until the Presbytery says you can. And you wonder why I learned polity today. Thank you. Thank you, Greg.